Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Yes, Lord, I choose to follow you. And during this Christmas season, please help me remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. Lord, it's so easy to get distracted. Keep my eyes on Jesus. May this Christmas season be one of celebration and worship. Please impact my heart today with the gift of giving, giving of my heart and my life to you, giving myself in your service as others do. Lord, I need to do this today. I need to choose to follow you. Amen. Folks, this is Don Crisp, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Smiths Falls. You are listening to the Good News Christian Ministries radio program. If you wish to contact us, simply write the Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KLG 1WO. Now, today's message is entitled, Jesus is, in fact, the reason for the season. The Christmas story, I'm going to read it from Matthew chapter 1. You know it so well, beginning at verse 18. Let's listen to God's word. This is how the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose Mary to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Wow, what a story as Scripture reveals the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's just pause for a moment and listen to Sandy Patty singing Worship the Gift.
It came upon the midnight clear that glorious song. From angels
Yes, Jesus is the reason for the season. How often do we hear that? And folks, I want to just take a moment and ask you this question. Do you agree? Or would you say the reason for the season is something else? Do you agree that Jesus is the reason for the season? Now, many of us would say, well, wait a minute. The reason for the season is family. It's about love. It's about giving. It's about receiving. These answers all sound good, but we must keep the main thing the main thing. Here's a news alert. Families, and as families, we all love Christmas. At a time, a Christmas, it's a time to renew our love for each other and to participate in giving and receiving. All of that is great. But if that's the goal, we could get caught up with just focusing on ourselves. You know, as I look in society today, most people are focusing again on commercialism, materialism, and again, meism. I said that last week. Or sometimes our focus is on the tree or on the turkey or the lights or on the gifts. The fact of the matter, we need to focus on the real reason for the season. This is the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ that we're celebrating, and we've come to worship him as the Magi did. Again, let me be very, very clear here. We need to focus on the primary reason for the Christmas season. That is to celebrate the arrival, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, to celebrate his coming to planet Earth. This is the primary focus of his first advent. I say this now because we are to focus on the second advent from here on in, the return of Christ. We focus first on his first coming, and from there on in, we focus on his second coming. Now, there are so many hang-ups in the world today when it comes to Christmas. I hear Christians all the time getting upset with people putting signs out in front of their businesses or people saying to you, happy holiday. And you see so many people get stressed over that. I love it when people say to me, happy holiday. When they say that to me, I always respond by saying, yes, indeed it is. And what are you doing to celebrate his birthday? That just kind of opens up a real door for conversation, doesn't it? Yes, what is the holiday that we're celebrating? You know, rather than come at it from a negative point, just pursue the conversation. And people will say, well, what do you mean? It's Christmas. And say, ah. Now, you don't have to say, well, why don't you call it that? Just allow that door to open and you'll see a conversation ensue. Here's the truth. Jesus is the reason for the season. John 18:37, Jesus said, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. Here it is. The truth is that Jesus is the Christ of Christmas, and when we celebrate Christmas, we are celebrating his birthday and his arrival. Today I want to share with you the real meaning of Christmas. So let's talk about it this way. Point number one, the joy of giving. Many of us today are suffering from, and we see it around us, what I would call cirrhosis of the giver. You heard me right, cirrhosis of the giver. As a pastor, I'm told it's an acute condition which renders the patient's hand immobile while he or she is called upon to move it in the direction of their wallet and then to the offering plate at church. Cute, eh? It's clinically observable that this condition does not occur in other places such as hockey games or shopping malls or restaurants. Oh, I'm saying all of this with tongue-in-cheek. One minister stood in front of his congregation one Sunday morning at the time of the offering, and he instructed his people as follows. He said, reach forward to the person standing in front of you or beside you, reach into their wallet, and in the name of Jesus, I challenge you now to give as you always wanted to but felt that you could never afford. Actually, that minister was me. That went over really well. Listen, I want to get back to the message. First of all, we need to remember that Christmas is about the joy of giving. Do you realize what joy our Heavenly Father must have had by giving his very own Son? The Bible says in John 3:16, for God the Father so loved the world that he gave his very own son, his only begotten son, that whoever believed in him would have eternal life and that they wouldn't perish. Wow, what a gift. God the Father made his promise about giving his own son years before Jesus was born of Mary. Right? We can follow the Old Testament and we see that the scriptures are clear that there would be a deliverer on his way. There would be someone who would come and save the people. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign." What was that sign? "The virgin will be with child, and they will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel." Emmanuel means God with us. Wait a minute. As we focus on Christmas, that's what we need to focus on. Jesus is the reason for the season. God with us. This is how the birth of the Lord Jesus came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Then the angel said to Joseph, "Mary will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All of this took place to fulfill what the prophet had said, and I just read that in Isaiah 7:14. Wow. Christmas is a time of celebrating the birthday and the arrival of God the Father's only begotten Son. Who was he? Emmanuel, God with us. What's his name? Jesus, meaning Savior. His purpose was he came to save his people. Oh, listen, this is the Christmas truth. Christmas is about God giving us his very own love, his God giving us his complete and constant forgiveness. Christmas is about God giving us eternal hope. You see, we serve a relational God, a God who offers us his heart and his love, his very own love. Christmas is also about our Father in heaven giving us his very own Son. Now that's love. Christmas is about our Savior giving us his very own life. Jesus said, "I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I'm going to lay my life down for you." His life resulted in our freedom from the bondage of sin. Remember, Jesus paid the debt that he did not owe, to cancel the debt that we could not pay as he went to the cross of Calvary. We can't separate the Christmas story from the Easter story. Oh, it's impossible. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9:15, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." How do you describe such a gift? Christmas is also about each of us giving God a number of things. What are you planning on giving God for Christmas this year? Well, may I suggest that we give him our hearts, give him our love, give him our very life, to give him our time. With the hymn writer, we can say, "I surrender all to him I freely give." Oh, yes, Christmas is also about giving us each other, the gift of friendship, the gift of forgiveness, giving each other the gift of our faith and sharing our faith with them, giving others the gift of affirmation and encouragement. It's a focus on friendship. It's a focus on family. It's a focus on coming together and to give our love to one another. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Christmas, the joy of giving. Secondly, think about the joy of receiving. All of us love to open presents. Did you know the American Express did a survey recently, and they found out that 31% of the people said that receiving a fruitcake would be the worst gift of all. In fact, more people indicated that given a choice between receiving a fruitcake and receiving nothing at all, they chose nothing. The survey went on to find out how people got rid of a gift that they didn't want. Now, how many of us have done that? 30% hide it in the closet in case the person comes back for a visit later, they can bring it out. 21% return it. 19% give it to someone else. Interesting what we do with gifts that are given to us. The most important gift that God the Father has ever given you is the gift of his very own Son. The most important gift that God the Son has ever given you is the gift of his life, the gift of his love, as he went to the cross for you and indeed for me. And as he rose again on that third day to guarantee that he had the power over death, that he and he alone holds our future. Oh, yes. Allow me to ask you this very important question. Do you know the gift of salvation is being offered to you today? Do you know that the gift comes from the heart of our Heavenly Father and is guaranteed because Jesus went to the cross for you? Do you know that the Holy Spirit is a deposit guaranteeing your eternity the moment you receive Jesus, the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ? Now, have you received God the Father's love gift? Have you opened your heart in order to receive this gift? Oh, this is the very best gift you will ever receive. John 1:12 says, "To all who received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or husband's will, but born of God." Are you born of God? The joy of giving. The joy of receiving. Thirdly, the joy of belonging. Belonging to God's family. You know, belonging is one of the basic needs of humanity. Here's the good news. You are invited to be part of the family of God. The hymn writer wrote, "I'm so glad to be part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood, joined heirs with Jesus as I travel this sod. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God." Are you? Are you part of the family of God? Have you received the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ? It's a Christmas gift, you know, but you can open it any day of the year. God's family is a place to belong, a place to believe, a place to become. What a wonderful gift that God has given us. You know, this gift impacts our lives, and it happens that when you receive the gift from the Father, you receive his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, have you received that gift? Have you opened that gift? You know, I'm reminded of the fact if someone hands you a gift and says, "This gift is from my heart to your heart," and we say, "Well, thank you, thank you, thank you." But if we don't open that gift, then in fact, we have not received that gift. It's so important that we do so. Folks, think about it. Christmas, the joy of giving, the joy of receiving, and you know, also, the joy of belonging. Fourthly, there's also the joy of knowing. In John 17, verse 3, the Lord Jesus Christ recorded these words, "Now this is eternal life, Father, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." The joy of knowing. You see, God is a personal God. The God of the Bible is a personal God who wants to have a heart-to-heart relationship with you. So when God the Father says he loves you so much that he's sending his Son, who would be born of Mary, and he would live a normal life, but he would live a sinless life while on planet Earth, and at age 30 he would begin his ministry, and 3.5 years later, as he's a rabbi, he would then become, sacrifice himself as a lamb, and go to the cross and lay down his life for each one of us. It's all a gift. And then he would rise again on that third day in victory. It's a gift, demonstrating that he has the power of love. He has the power of forgiveness. He has the power of mercy. He has the power to love you completely, no matter what you've done, no matter what we haven't done. He has the power to hold us for eternity. We're talking about a personal, intimate love of a loving Father in heaven. Do you know him? Do you know this love? Do you know this gift, Jesus Christ, that has been given to you, if only you would open that gift and receive him? You know, I often wonder why people don't. I've come to realize there are three types of people who close themselves off to the Christ of Christmas. Three types of people: the proud, the powerful, or the pacified. But you need to know that one day the proud will be humbled. One day the powerful will be rendered helpless. Remember, you can't take your pride or power or money to heaven. As a matter of fact, you don't go to heaven unless you've opened the gift and received Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, if we haven't done that, then the other destination is set, and that is hell. You can't buy your way to heaven. You can't earn your way to heaven. You can't impress your way to heaven. Doesn't matter how proud you are or powerful you are. There's nothing you can do to get there other than to humble yourselves and say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I offer myself to you. Thank you for laying down your life for me. Would you come into my life and to save me? I want to spend eternity with you." Yes, three types of people close themselves off from the Christ to Christmas: the proud, the powerful, and indeed, the pacified. You see, the pacified come to realize that, you know what? There really is a void in my life. The pacified are those who seem to have everything, but there comes a time where indeed they realize there is a void in their life. It was just last night I was in a nursing home and I prayed with a man who was dying. And he had resisted God all of his life, and he doesn't have long to live. And probably by the time this program airs, he probably will have gone home. He did not believe in God. He would not believe in God. His sister has tried to witness to him, but the reality is we all have a divine appointment with God. And when that appointment takes place, we have the decision to make to receive the forgiveness and the love of God and Jesus Christ or not. And indeed, he prayed with me and received Christ. And indeed, I thought that was the most wonderful Christmas gift of all. I could see a peace come over him, a joy come over him. He thought he was pacified in his life, but as he neared death, he realized there was a real void in his life. One day the pacified will come to realize that void. And this will happen when family leaves or friends die or finances are depleted or they're alone in a nursing home and wondering, what am I going to do with my life? My friends, we truly need to focus on the real reason for the season. That real reason for the season is none other than Jesus Christ. We need to declare this Christmas season, Happy Birthday, Jesus. I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to get a birthday cake, a Christmas birthday cake, and celebrate the birthday of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have small children, hold a birthday party every year. Put that right on your table and celebrate the birthday of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're a grandparent, your grandkids come over, take time to spend with them and say, we're going to celebrate the birthday of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them light the candle, blow out the candle, and let them hear as you read the story, the Christmas story to them. You talk about a powerful impact indeed. Would you pray with me, my friends? Father, we want to thank you that we're celebrating the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to celebrate his arrival. We want to celebrate that Jesus truly is the reason for the season. And we know that, our Heavenly Father, and we give you thanks. And indeed, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, we offer you today our hearts and our love. Amen. My friends, I want to thank you for being prayerfully supportive of this ministry. Week after week, I say the truth is we can't do this without you. We are now in the last month of the year, and we do need your help in keeping these messages on the air. If you believe that these messages need to be heard by those who believe, as well as those who are yet to believe, then I need you to add your financial support to your prayer support. Again, make sure you honor your commitment to your home church first. And then after that, would you stop, think, and pray, and see if God is leading you to support the Good News Christian Ministries during this Christmas season in particular. If so, make out a check to the Good News Christian Ministries, send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. You can email me anytime at don.thegoodnews@gmail.com. I'll look forward to hearing from you. Please encourage others to listen to this radio ministry. You can listen to this program each Sunday morning, 6:30 a.m. on CFRA or on Rogers Cable, 927, or online at CFRA.com. Or at any time, you can go to our website, Good News Christian Ministries, and simply click on broadcast. Now, don't forget to worship in a church that proclaims Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world and points you to the cross, a church that will equip you and encourage you to embrace our Lord's will for your life, a church that faithfully holds high the Bible and does not waver from the principles and precepts and promises that are found within it. Father, we pray that you would inspire us and instruct us to live lives worthy of you. We pray that you would empower us to live for you, bringing honor and glory to your name. Oh, yes. Now may God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. May you live with courage, faith, and love. May you be grace agents for Christ in a world that hungers for hope and love and truth. Yes, even at this Christmas time. Amen. Now, folks, here's one of my favorite pieces by Evie singing Mary's Boy Child.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, shepherds watched their flocks by night. They saw a bright new shining star and heard a choir from heaven sing. The music came from afar. Hark now, hear the angels sing. New kings born today.
In the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.